In Parshas Metzora, we have the din of Taras Habayis, and it says in the beginning of the din of Taras Habayis, Uva Shalo Habayis V'Gid LaKohen Lemor Kin Nega Niraliv Habayis. And Rashi comments that why say Kin Nega Niraliv Habayis and not Nega Niraliv Habayis? Rashi says, quoting the Medrash, Afilo Tamachacham Shiyodea Shu Nega Vadai Lo Yifsak Dabar Bor Lomer Nega Nirali Ela Kan Nega Nirali. Even a Talmud Chacham who knows that the Hilchas Negaim and knows what's really Nega and what isn't a Nega can't say Nega Nirali Babayis, has to say Kin Nega, can't be Machlet Adover Borer. Only the Kohen can come and he gives a psak. And all the Achronim wonder about this Rashi. Why do you have to say it's like a Nega? Kin Nega, like a Nega. He can't say it's a Nega. Tainach, even if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's not a Kohen, he can't make a Halos Tumah. But we're not talking about a Halos Tumah. We're just talking about telling the Metzias, right? Obviously, he can't come and say the bias is Tomei, it's a Halos Saras, because he's not a Kohen. But if he knows, as a matter of fact, the Gemara says that if there's a Kohen who's an Amma Aretz, a Talmud Chacham just tells him what to say and tells him all the halachas, and the Kohen Gadol just, and the Kohen Amma Aretz just says the word Tomei or the word Tahar. So over here, if he's a Talmud Chacham, why can't he say Nega? Why does he have to say Kin Nega? Why can't he just say the facts? Oh, there, some of the Achrim say, well, maybe it's just Derech Eretz, that it's good to be humble and, you know, and not tell other people what to say, maybe just in case you're wrong. But I heard a Gevaldik Musavart, based on the basic Yesod in Chazal, basic Yesod of Tazria Metzora in Chazal, is that why did Negaim come? Negaim come because of Lashon Hara, because you talk bad about someone. Right? And all of Parshas Tazria Metzora is about, it's really about Metzora Milosha Motzi Shemra, right? Someone who talks bad about other people. What happens? This fellow, Chazal, he talked bad about other people. And he gets a neg in his house. And what does he come? The Torah tells him, don't say nega. Don't say there's something wrong with the house. Say kin nega. Say, it seems to me, but I'm not sure. And maybe that's goof of the Musser. Why do we say Lashon Hara sometimes about other people? Because we jump to conclusions. We see something, we think we understand the whole situation. Sometimes we think we know what someone did, and they didn't really do it. Sometimes it's obvious what someone did. We think we know the circumstances, and we don't really understand the circumstances. So often, sometimes it could be we're 100,000,000% right, and it's just taka, like we should have refrained because of the mitzvah of the Torah from saying Lashon Hara. But the other 99.9% of the time, we think that we have a bad judgment about someone. But we don't really know the circumstances. We don't really know what was going on. We don't really know that we would have been any better. We just jumped to the conclusion. From my comfortable perch, I could say, I would never do anything like that. You're an oisfarf. You know, you must be, there must be a problem with you, and I can talk down, and I can talk badly about you because I know that I can judge you to be much worse than I am. And it's not true. How do we know? We don't know the circumstances. So maybe that's why the Torah tells you, the first message, right? First it comes on your bias, then on your beged, then on your guf. The first message Hashem gives you is, there's something that looks bad. The Torah tells you, you have to go report it, but kinnega. Don't be sure that it's bad before you investigate further, before you ask someone else for help, before you have a neutral observer. Say, it seems bad to me, but I'm not 100% sure. And maybe that'll be enough of a lesson that from now on, the guy will walk around and when he sees something bad in the world, say, it seems bad to me, but you know what? I'm not 100% sure. It's kin, not necessarily the thing itself. And therefore, before I go around telling everyone else the juicy gossip, maybe I'll refrain because I don't really know all the facts and all the circumstances just at first glance. Shabbat Shalom.